Welcome into Chamber Chat, ladies and gentlemen. Hello there. I got to be honest with you, Gavin. I really wasn't ready. I was asking you a question, and Gavin's like, we're going to just get this thing started. I'm in control here. You're going to do what I tell you, Jamie. That's what a good producer does, ladies and gentlemen. Gavin Williams making it happen tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got special guest in studio. Catherine Forciglio was going to co-host with me tonight, but we got a late start, and she is so popular and got so many things going on, she will not join me. So I really have no co-host tonight. It's going to be me, ladies and gentlemen. So broadcasting school and all my skill and what I've been taught and what I've come to realize is I should have paid attention in class more, Gavin, because I don't know what I'm going to do here. I miss no Lisa Kriegel. There is no Cameron Bartlett. We got Gavin, got Jordan in studio. We might get them on a little later on. But, you know, here's the deal. When you've got three gentlemen that are so interesting and rock stars in their profession, that this is going to be easy. This is going to be a piece of cake. Joining us from the Hueytown Fire and Rescue, we've got Roddy Clark. And if I mess up, please correct me. Roddy, you are the fire marshal. Is that correct?
That's right.
Great. Okay. We got Kevin Snow, who is the assistant chief. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And we got Danny Sullivan, who is the fire chief, the man, the myth. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, guys. Well, welcome to Chamber Chat. Thank you for being so patient with us. It's great to have you here. And let's get started. So, I'm going to ask you this question, and y'all can all kind of chime in and talk whenever you feel like it. Are y'all all from Hueytown or pretty close?
We're all from the area.
Okay, so where are you from officially?
I'm from Hueytown.
HYT. Did you go to Hueytown?
I did. I graduated in 1991.
91. Okay. That's I graduated in 94.
Okay.
Okay, great. Now, did you play football?
No, I did not.
In the band?
The what?
Were you in the band?
No, I was not in the band.
Okay. So did you go to games at all?
Yeah, I kind of did. I kind of went to games. I didn't play football. I played through ninth grade.
Okay. No, all right. Just didn't feel like playing?
Didn't feel like playing.
It's kind of tough those summers.
Into other things.
Oh yeah,
fast cars. Don't let
fast cars. I'm sure if I remember the ladies back in the western side of Jefferson County back in the day, that was a good time to grow up.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Kevin, how about you?
Not from Hueytown, from Oak Grove.
Oak Grove. Okay, so very close.
Yes.
Okay, what year did you graduate? Not to say how old you are, I'm just saying what year did you graduate? 96. Okay. Did you play football?
I did.
For the Tigers. How were y'all? Oak Grove can be kind of, Oak Grove won the 1983-82 state championship.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
I was not a member of that team.
Not a member of that team. But they were good sometimes, not so much. Well, so were you pretty good when y'all were in high school?
We were kind of in the off years.
Okay, there was the off years.
With off years.
What position did you play?
I played linebacker.
Okay. Were you pretty good, though? Would you consider yourself like, I'm a decent football player? On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give you a 7.
I'll go 6.
Okay.
I'll go 6.
Above average.
Yes. Just
step above. And finally, Roddy, how about yourself?
I grew up in Hueytown, but I went to Pleasant Grove High School.
Oh.
Spartans.
Wow.
Yeah, class of 95.
Now, what a look at the irony there. Grew up in Hueytown, but went to the crosstown rival Pleasant Grove Spartans.
Yep.
Did you play sports? Football?
Did not.
Now, back in the day, especially at that time, Pleasant Grove was kind of known as a baseball school.
Yeah, we won state championships several times.
Yeah, multiple times. Yeah. This is people find it hard to believe, but Pleasant Grove at one time was a baseball juggernaut.
Yes, they were. Very well. Very good.
So how'd you end up growing up in Hueytown and then going to Pleasant Grove?
Mom had a business in Pleasant Grove, and it was close to the business. It was just easier, so I went there.
Did your friends that you had in Hueytown give you some, give you a little... Issues,
mess
totally with you a little bit.
Totally different cultures at the same school. Totally different.
So, yeah. Now, y'all kind of grew up in the same time frame. Did y'all know each other back then? Kind of the same time?
Well, I'm a little older. So,
yeah.
Just a little older.
Just a tad. Just a tad. What year did you graduate?
I graduated in 95.
Okay, so 95, 96, we were 91. Is that right? So really, you're talking about 4 or 5 years. So y'all are all riding around the parking lots and Eckerd's and Winn-Dixie and all that back in the day.
We actually spoke of the Winn-Dixie parking lot earlier.
Yeah,
we probably would have got along really well.
Yeah. I think so.
We all got the same haircut. So.
It's a good look. It's a good look. I'm telling you, I'm going to have to do that eventually. That's why I got a cap on tonight. You think about it. That's kind of neat. Y'all are both now working together in the fire department, but y'all really grew up at the same time. In the same community. Is that not crazy how that works sometimes?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just crazy. So you're all three firemen, and you're all, pretty high up. We talked fire marshal, assistant chief, fire chief. Did you all come out of high school knowing that you wanted to be firemen? Is that something that you were like, okay, this is what I want to do with my life? Or was it something that happened later on? How did that work? And we'll just start with Danny.
I kind of took a detour. So I didn't start in the fire service until I was 29.
Okay.
I got out of high school, was kind of in construction type stuff back then, liked cars, liked to work on cars, ended up going to Bessemer Tech and got a associate's degree and to be an automotive technician. And I did that for about 11 years.
So Bessemer Tech became
Lawson State. Lawson State.
Okay, yes. Great. All right.
So I did that. I really early on wanted to be a firefighter, just didn't have a paramedic back then. Back in the early 90s when I was trying, everybody had their firefighter one and their paramedic, and it was hard to get a job. And so I decided to do something else, but I ended up coming back to that later on in my late 20s, and I went to UAB and got my paramedic, and then got hired on at Hueytown on October 9th of 2003.
Now, if you want to be a fireman, okay, can you come out of high school, go straight to fire school? Is that what's called? Is it called fire school? What's it called?
Recruit school.
Recruit school. Can you do that, or do you need to go to college, get 2 years? What's the best route to take?
You can come out and go, but the best way to get on now is to have your paramedic. I mean, okay. That kind of assures you a job, and most people, once you get hired, will send you to firefighter.
Okay. We'll talk more about that in the hiring process in a second. So, Kevin, was it the kind of the same for you? Did you come out of high school, know what you want to do? Or did you take a little time? What happened with your career early on?
Growing up, as a younger child, my dad was a volunteer, the little fire department at Burmanport. And he played chief there for about 11, 12 years. And, you know, just grew up around it through him. When I came out of high school, took a little bit of a break, maybe 6 months to a year. And then went through recruit school with Burmanport Fire. And that was in 97, and waited. It took me about 3 years to get on at a municipal department.
So you knew that pretty early on,
yes,
what you were going to do. Well, that's great to have that, knowing at a young age what you want to do, right?
Yes, sir.
Most people, it takes time. That's awesome. And so, Radio, how about yourself?
So it took me time. So out of high school, my mom had a jewelry business, so I went to jewelry repair school. Did that for about 4 years.
There's a jewelry repair school. There's a such thing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Is.
All right.
And I learned to repair jewelry. Didn't like it. And actually, my neighbor's house caught on fire, and they almost lost their lives in it. And it was here in Hueytown. And I saw the department come, and they saved them, got them out of there, and did what firemen do. And you know, kind of at that point, I fell in love with it and decided that's what I wanted to do for a living. So went to EMT Basic at Bessemer Tech, just like Chief Sullivan, and then took a semester off, went to fire recruit school, then back into paramedic, finished it up at Bevel, and I got hired on at City of Pleasant Grove in 2000.
Okay. Let me ask you this. You know, there's a lot of kids that grew up that's kind of that, you know, you want to be a policeman, you want to be a fireman, and now you have all these TV shows on that make your job look extremely glamorous. And every day on TV, you're having to jump into a building to save somebody. So my question is it that glamorous as a fireman here in the Hueytown metropolitan area? I mean, it's just funny. No. I mean, what do you think about, like,
the romances are not in the fire station.
So that's not true. I mean, but you know, it's crazy. I know you've got to be thinking, this is not real. I mean, this is not what I do for a living. But on TV, it does romanticize it. It makes it so interesting. But that's really not happening. Do you think that happens more in a big city? Like, let's say you have a, and I'm sure there's 100 fire stations in New York, but at a big city like that, does the risk of having more fires step up?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think there's a lot of differences between big cities and small town like we're in, you know.
How often do you think you have a fire, like something you would say that would be dangerous, that's big?
We've had, in the last 2 months, probably 4 or 5, like, big fires.
Yeah.
You say big fire. When we say big fire, we're talking about a structure fire, a house fire, not just a little kitchen fire on the stove. So yeah. I'd say 4 or 5. Where a city like Birmingham's, you know, with 30-something stations, has probably had dozens in the same amount of time. But they got 700 firemen. We have 34.
Yeah. So, there's a big difference there.
Absolutely.
That and the population.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Versus here, you know, the numbers of people.
more people, the more opportunity to have those kind of issues.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. I think people think when they see a fire truck roll out that you're automatically going to a fire, but y'all handle all kinds of things, correct?
Mostly EMS, actually, these days. So we're probably...
And EMS stands for?
Emergency Medical
okay.
Services.
Okay.
So we're probably 70s, high 70% of mm-hmm. what we run is actually medical calls or assist calls, which is where we go out and help somebody, you know, like if they fall, they need to be lifted up, or they need to get into a car to go to the hospital or something like that, you know.
And wrecks, I guess, would be something that y'all would handle.
Oh, absolutely.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And that, would y'all handle those in the interstate, stuff like that, if it's in the Hueytown vicinity?
We actually don't have any interstate in city limits, Hueytown.
Okay, so the interstate that, I guess, getting off right there at 19th Street exits, not Hueytown. It's Bessemer, I would guess.
Bessemer, okay. Fairfield, Midfield.
Okay.
You know, so and now we've been called mutual aid, where we have another department ask us to respond with them to help them. We've done that, but we actually don't have any interstate in the city.
I know one of the things I did, I for years ran the Boys and Girls Club in Hueytown, and we have a pool. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, sometimes things happen, right or wrong, good or bad. And we had an issue one time with somebody that, you know, we had to get out and resuscitate. And y'all were there just like that. That's something that y'all handled. So I think people don't always understand exactly what y'all do. Y'all handle a variety of issues and problems.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yes. And if somebody was interested in wanting to be a fireman, what would be your advice? Would you recommend this is a good profession for you? And if that's the case, how could they get involved and what would they need to do?
Absolutely. I'd say it's a good profession. We all three, I would say, love our job and love what we do. Like I said earlier, the best way to start out is to go to school, get your basic MT or your advanced MT and move on and go to paramedic. And we're within the Jefferson County Personnel Board, so in order to get hired here, you have to go sign up to get on a list there to be for 14 different cities to pull from to hire you. So we can only right now hire paramedics. That's the way we're set up. So we'll hire you as a paramedic and send you to everything else that you need.
Okay.
So the best path really right now to if you were – going to try to be hired at the city of Hueytown would be to have your paramedic license. There's other cities that hire off of a different list for people that don't have anything. In a lot of cities like Birmingham, they have more people on trucks, so they can afford kind of to have, you know, start somebody out and do all the
kind of learning on the job.
Right.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for us, you know, it's better, you know, for us to have paramedics and it'd be hard for us to start out, you know, and send somebody to medic school and that sort of thing.
Can you – is it the type of career where you believe you can learn on the job? Or do you think the training needs to be there?
Never stop learning.
Every day. We train regularly. We go through many different technical classes and all that post the recruit school, mm-hmm. post paramedic. But every day the job's different. Every call is different, you know.
You never stop learning. You never stop going to school. Still go to classes every year, and there's continuing education that we have to do to keep our medical licenses up and fire schools specific to each other's jobs. So we train just like a new guy every year.
How is – I would think it's a job where you need to be physically fit. Is that something that you try to make sure that, you know, with your fireman is something, hey, listen, and I'm not saying necessarily work out all the time, but you need to have the ability to be in good shape because what you're doing – I mean, it's not always easy, I'm sure. So being physically fit is something that you need to have.
That's correct. Yes, we and we try to promote that in the department. We a local gym, you know, we've partnered with them, and all our guys can go on shift and work out. And a lot of guys do other things too, run and ride bikes and do things on the side, you know, to stay fit. So we try to promote that within the department.
And a lot of to get a job in Alabama, also you have to go through a physical agility test called CPAT. And if you can't pass that test, you can't move on to be a fireman. So every recruit before they go to recruit school has to pass that and have that certification before they can move on.
And CPAT would stand for Didn't mean to put you on the spot there, right?
Physical agility test or something like that. You got me on that one, Jamie.
No, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I did not mean to do that because I know. And let me say this about. I want to go ahead and we were talking about it before the show because I feel bad for not asking that question. My man always helps me during the Christmas parade, and you'll see him this year. He's always there. He's always helped me because without him, I would have no chance to do this thing, the Christmas parade, right. So, Roddy, thank you. So I feel bad about that.
Don't feel bad. I'm fine.
So in the hiring process, and of course we're going to show that to you. This is a lie.
He googled it.
They know what they're talking about. Don't try this at home, ladies and gentlemen. In the community, in the business community right now, in the business community, a lot of people are having a tough time hiring people. Are y'all able to find good people? Are y'all able to have people that apply that want to work and that want to be a part of it? Because in this post-COVID world we're living in, that seems to be difficult for almost every, you know, walk of life as far as businesses go.
I would say right now that's our biggest challenge.
It's hiring good people.
Right.
Yeah.
We've got open spots currently now. Hueytown's always kind of been a place where we knew each other. We have so many guys here that their families know each other. They grew up here. In the past, that's really the way it's been. You know, you get on a list and, you know, hey, I know that guy or I know that guy, and they have all the qualifications. And so we've kind of been lucky in that respect. But I think there's just like a shortage in paramedics now. There's not as many people going to school. They're doing other things. They're going to nursing school and things like that. So it's a challenge to find people that are willing to do that, to go through 2 years of school and then and do the physical things you have to do to get the job.
Would you say in this department in particular, is it the kind of job where when you get guys working here, is it a career department? Meaning, is this the place, okay, I'm working here, I don't care about going to Vestavia, I don't care about going to Hoover, this is where I want to end up. Is that what this department is?
That's the candidates that we actually look for.
That want to be a part of this.
And
yeah.
He was saying, you know, guys within our department looking at people, the candidates out there that they know to bring to us, you know, looking for the longevity.
Okay.
And that's brought us more people. So yeah. These two guys right here, Rowdy started.
I came from Vestavia Hills.
Yeah. He started at midfield. We've got a lot of guys from Bessemer, Trustful, Leeds.
Irondale.
Yeah. Because they Birmingham. Knew guys here and they knew kind of the what we had going here. All those departments are great too.
They are.
You know, they offer different things, but I guess a lot of guys came back here because their home was here. So, you know, they wanted to come back and work with guys that they knew and grew up with.
This has always been a family-style department. So you have to be aggressive here. We're short. We don't have a lot of people. So the guys here, they're motivated. They're aggressive with their jobs. And everybody's like family. Some other departments, they're really good departments. But a larger department, you don't have that family environment like you do with 30 guys as opposed to over 100. You know,
you don't get to know people as much probably in a bigger department.
Right.
I've often wondered how often at night, nights you have to work as a fireman here? How many nights do you work a week? Does it depend?
You work a 24-hour shift.
Okay.
So there's three shifts, A, B, C. Mm-hmm. So you work 24 hours and you're off 48 hours.
Okay.
And it's just a cycle like that.
Okay. And so they spend a lot of time living together.
A third of their life.
So you have to get along and be fairly, you know, close with you because it would be detrimental for you not to like the person that you're working or living with for that amount of time.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you have to work on a Saturday during football season, is there a TV and an opportunity when there's some downtime to catch, let's say, this Saturday when you've got back-to-back games on?
Yeah, Tennessee, Alabama.
So. Yeah.
The opportunity is there. Okay. Until the tone goes off, you've got to go on the call.
Yeah. I mean, that would be, you know, it's fourth quarter, big play. Oh, there's a fire. Let's go ahead.
You drop and you go.
Let's get dressed to go.
We've all missed a lot of lunches over the years. and a lot of Christmases away from our family.
Well, you know, and I didn't think about that, but if your shift falls on a Christmas,
you're there.
You got to work.
Right.
And I think you know that coming in, though. I mean, that's understandable. I mean, that's your job, and you've got to be a part of that. My dad ran was manager for many funeral homes here in Bessemer and Hueytown for years. But when he first started, he had to embalm and he had to work nights. And his nights were, you know, Sunday night, Monday night. So when Christmas and Christmas Eve fell, it was this way it was. So I think when you have, you know, you know that going in, that's your job and that's your career. And it's also your passion, correct? I mean, this is, I don't think you could be a fireman if you didn't have a passion for this.
Right, yeah. And these guys make a lot of sacrifices to do this job. You know, holidays, like you said, Saturdays, being away from their families, ball games with sure. their kids, all those things, you know, and they do it because they love the job.
Yeah.
But it takes that kind of person.
You got to want to help people. It's like being a school teacher. You know, it's not glamorous. We don't make a lot of money, but it's a good career, and most of the guys here just want to help people.
So real quick, and you might not have one, I don't know, most rewarding moment you've had as a fireman. And it could be, you could have several. I mean, you could say it's too hard to, you know, so I'm asking, what do you, in your mind, what is one of the most rewarding moments you've had?
I don't know if I could put a finger on it specifically, but in my job, I do fire prevention, so I talk to the kids. I go out and see kids, and we talk about fire safety and prevention.
Yeah, sure.
So I really like doing that. I like to talk to people and meet new people and you know, talk to them about fire safety. It's really important, and they start at a young age, and when they get older, they'll know what to do.
Kids are a great group to talk to, and they'll let you know pretty quick if you're interesting or not.
Oh, yes, absolutely. They're honest.
Kevin, any moments where you're like, wow, I'm glad I do this?
I think mine for me now, and just like Rowdy's son, and we've got sons here that are
Generational
that are gonna try. We've got another guy here, Brent Williams, his son's trying. We had a guy just retire, Terry mm-hmm. Haygood, his son.
Yeah.
So
and Danny's son's in recruit school now.
Yeah. So to me, that makes you feel good.
Yeah.
That you're teaching somebody to come in and they've watched you do it, so they want to do it now.
And you're going to leave it in good hands, because eventually, as we get older, we all have to move on.
Right.
And to know that you've got sons and it's generational, and it really kind of comes back to that point of family that you were talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Guys, this has been great, but I can't let you leave until we play five questions. Now, five questions consist of me just throwing random questions out. I have no idea what I'm going to ask you, but they're very simple. And there's no wrong answer. So here we go. We'll start this way. Favorite, because you're the chief. You're the man.
Right.
I mean, you're the guy in charge. You got this. Favorite song about fire? Or has the fire in the title?
Maybe Ring of Fire.
That's what I would have went. Oh, yeah. See, you'd be glad you go first here because you got it out of the way.
I have mine picked.
So you think it's Ring of Fire as well?
I do not.
I know what you're thinking.
What about you, Roddy?
The same question?
Yeah.
George Strait, the fireman.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, took his.
That was our class song. All right.
Loved it. I would have went Ring of Fire. That could possibly be the go-home song. Well, stay tuned for that. Favorite topping to put on pizza? Favorite topping could be anything. Pepperoni, bacon, sausage, mushroom.
Pepperoni, definitely.
Pepperoni, okay.
Add pineapple to that pepperoni.
Okay, so you like, see, I don't believe fruit should go on a pizza. Yes, no. I just don't. So, okay, all right. Roddy?
You know, I really like barbecue chicken pizza, so I'm going to have to go with that.
So barbecue chicken, pineapple, and pepper. You put that all together, that's not a bad slice of pizza.
That's right.
What do you favorite football team? Could be college, could be pro, could be little league. Favorite football team?
Well, of course, Alabama, but I like the Cowboys, too.
Okay, so you're a Cowboy fan. You know, why are there so many Bama fans that are Cowboy fans? You ever realize, notice that? There's a lot of Bama fans that end up being Cowboy fans.
For me, my grandmother's from there, and my uncle, and one of mm-hmm. my aunts.
So okay, so from Dallas?
Right.
So okay.
That's kinda,
all right.
You know, where I picked it up.
Okay. All right. How about you?
Auburn Tigers.
Boo.
Auburn Tigers.
This right here. Let me give it.
Boring.
Absolutely. Boring. What did Mayor Ware say before we told him?
He said roll tide.
He's a good man. That's you know, but is you know, his choices in football maybe drops him down a little bit. Roddy?
I don't know, because I'm always going to roll tide over here. Yeah, as far as pro Saints, I'm a Saints fan.
Okay, any reason you're a Saints fan? A
lot of friends in South Louisiana.
That's a great place to go. If you ever get a chance to go, if you've never been to a pro game, you get a chance to go to the Saints game. It's a lot of fun.
It is.
I'm a Raider fan.
Really?
It's weird. When I was a kid, I liked Lakers, like the Lakers, like the Raiders, and I like the Dodgers. I was all West Coast. I have no idea why. My nickname in high school was Hollywood. It's just been the way I've been my entire life. Worst Halloween candy that you have ever gotten? Like, you got it when you were either a kid or an adult. You got it in your bag. You're like, I can't eat this. For me, it's going to be always candy corn. I think it's worthless. I think it's a waste of time.
I love candy corn. My wife really loves candy corn, but black licorice.
Oh, my gosh. Licorice is bad anyway, but black takes it like 9 steps further.
Right.
What about you?
I'm a fan of candy corn, but my wife, I thought I would surprise her the other day and bring her the fall mix home.
Oh,
worst
okay.
Candy corn.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Look, this stuff has no name. It's in the orange and black wrappers that's like waxy, and you put it in your mouth and it pulls your teeth out. I don't know what it's called, but I'm out.
It is terrible.
It's awful.
Oh, man, it is really, really bad. when I was a kid, it's not candy, but there was an older lady. She was a great lady, but she gave candy apples to everybody. So it had to be really expensive, number one. And number two, it had to take a lot of time. But I can't stand a candy apple. It's like if you hit somebody with it, you hurt them. I mean, it's the absolute worst thing in the world. All right, final question. These have been pretty good so far. Nothing too much. I like you guys. I feel bad about the rowdy question, so I'd pull back a little bit. If you could go anywhere in the world within 4 hours, where would you go? You had 4 hours. You can't be any further than 4 hours. 4 hour ready. City and why you would go there.
I know his answer.
Probably, which this is weird. I mean, you know, I like the beach. I like the lake. I like all that stuff. But I like Chattanooga.
No, Chattanooga's a great town. Yeah.
Me and my wife, we like to run, trail run, mountain bike. We like that. We like the Chattanooga. We like going up there and spending time up there.
They got the aquarium.
Yeah.
They got some good breakfast places up there, too.
Right.
And I like a lot of breakfast. Okay. Chattanooga's a good place. I like a good town. Yeah.
I'm lost.
So you don't want to go anywhere?
Atlanta.
Atlanta? Come on, Atlanta. All right. I said 4 hour radius. I made it easy for her. 4 hour radius. Okay. So, Atlanta, why Atlanta? What would you like to do in Atlanta?
Ball season, the Braves.
Okay. So, man, I was really disappointed. It was a tough one, was it not?
Yes.
Why do you think the Braves have that issue come playoff time?
This year, the rule changes and all that.
Yeah.
Too big of a break.
I think it hurts them too. Yeah. I agree.
Not just the Braves, hurts all the things.
I think in sports, it's like anything. You got to keep playing. Yeah. It definitely hurts you. Ready?
You said 4 hour radius, right?
Yeah, 4 hour radius.
Does that include an airline?
Yes. Wait, look at that.
Yeah, Key Largo, baby.
Key Largo. Absolutely. Have you been there before?
A bunch, yeah. I love it.
Okay. All right. What do you like about it?
It is completely different than a beach trip. It's more like old Florida. It's relaxed. It's laid back. Good food. Good outdoor sports. Just everything about it.
Now, you say old Florida. You talk about Panama City Beach back in the late 80s, early 90s?
No, I'm talking old Florida. Before the condos and
gotcha.
All that
stuff. Okay.
It's just a fantastic place to go. Yeah. Chief Sullivan's been there. He can tell you firsthand.
When people were wearing Panama Jack shirts back in the day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Going to the Miracle Strip?
Oh, yeah. You remember that?
Oh, trust me. I've been to the Miracle Strip many times. Well, listen, guys. Thank you so much for being a part of Chamber Chat. It was great to have you, and hopefully we can get you on, and we're looking forward to what y'all do for the city. You make a big difference, and I think people appreciate it, and they might not say it enough, but trust me, they do. I know they do. So from all of us at Chamber Chat, we thank you for what you do.
Well, we appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's great. And for Jordan and Gavin, I'm Jamie Gilmore. The go-home song, Gavin, is Ring of Fire, but I'm going to mix it up a little bit because I don't want to, I like Mr. Cash. He's fantastic. But I'm going to go a cover, Ring of Fire from Social Distortion.
Oh, yeah.
And until we meet again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat.